Getting the smile and confidence you've been dreaming about, all from the comfort of your home, isn't a total mystery with Bite Clear Aligners. Just don't be surprised if all your friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. Bite Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Hi there, it's Julia Louis-Dreyfus. You may know me from my podcast called Wiser Than Me, where I talk to older women and get their wisdom from the front lines of life. I was amazed by how many people told me our show made them look forward to getting older, which is why I'm here to talk about season two of the show. Sally Field, Billie Jean King, Beverly Johnson, Ina Garten, Bonnie Raitt, just to name a few. All hail old women. Wiser Than Me season two is out now from Lemonada Media.
That's not just the sound of that first sip of Morning Joe. It's the sound of someone shopping for a car on Carvana from the comfort of home.
That's a good blend.
It's time to take it easy, like answering some easy questions to get pre-qualified for a car in minutes.
Talk about starting the morning right.
Just like customizing your terms so your car fits your budget.
Mm-mm-mm.
Visit Carvana.com or download the app to experience car shopping the way it should be. Convenient. Comfortable. Ah.
Hey everybody, today's episode is brought to you in part by the new Netflix original comedy special, Louis C.K. 2017. You know Louis C.K., he's that great comedian. He and I go way back. You can see him briefly in my movie, Super Jaime. He's the best. He's trading in his usual black shirt and jeans for what? A suit and tie? That's right, Louis C.K. is ready to get down to business with his latest comedy special, which explores the misery and hilarity of life in 2017. And when the suit goes on, the truth comes out. Watch Louis C.K. 2017, now streaming only on Netflix.
Doug hates candy wrappers, screaming baby sippy seeds with 50 as a popcorn kernels in his teeth. There's still not one that he won't see, 'cause Doug loves movies.
I was like, why is it table so low? Because they switched it up and put the table on the... Hang on.
Yeah, make some noise if you can.
I totally did it, you guys. I will come out and rearrange my own stage. How many times do you think we've done this show here? It's the first time they put the table all down low like that where I can't reach it. Oh, shit. My name... Hey, everybody. My name is Doug, and I love movies.
This is Doug Loves Movies!
Coming to you once again from the Meltdown Comics... The Nerd Melt Showroom at Meltdown Comics on, what are we calling this, Sunday, April 9th, 2017, Los Angeles, California. And I need something for my jet lag, you guys. And what I need for jet lag is name tags. Oh, look at the name tags. Amazing turnout. What's this blue man standing in before me? Who's that supposed to be? That's who? Cobra Commander? Oh, okay. He's got his little blue helmet on. And then what's the name tag say?
Dave
the
Confused.
Dave the Confused.
Scott Mark Wahlberg.
It's funny that it's daytime and I can't fucking see the name tags because it's so dark in here and all the lights they turn on are directly over your heads. Have I seen that Ahmed Wood before?
You have.
I have seen it before. I'm glad that I recalled it. Good name tag. Did I pronounce your name right?
You did.
Hamed?
Yep.
All right, cool. I don't want to offend anybody. Have I seen this Ex Machina one before?
Last week?
I didn't. It's been longer than a week since I did a show here. You motherfucker. What's this one with all the blue lights on it? What's going on there? It's somebody on a broomstick, and it's Christie's delivery service. Oh, like Kiki's delivery service?
Yeah.
I hate anime. What else? Doesn't matter what I think. What are those two Batmans? There's two halves of a Batman. There's Batman and Batmandrew. And they're next to each other. What if only one of you gets chosen? Will it end your friendship? Oh my God, I feel so bad. Oh, and there's a whole just a box of voodoo donuts over there. It's tough to throw donuts in this venue because the ceiling's so low and the fixtures are so nice. I don't want to fuck anything up. But thank you to everybody for bringing all of that stuff, and good luck being chosen. Doug plugs three shows here at Meltdown over this week. There's, of course, today, which is happening now, so there's a couple tickets still available. And then Tuesday, April 11th, that's this Tuesday at 9 p.m., and then next Saturday, April 15th at 4:20, who's going to participate in a tax march next Saturday? Is anybody doing that? Because, oh shit, one of my producers is doing it, so he's not going to be here to record the show. So it's just going to be a live event. I think it'd be fun. I don't know if it's going to happen, but I think it'd be fun to do an episode of Doug Loves Movies here where, like, there's three or four people in the audience. Not 10 or 12, because then that's fucking sad. I'm talking like such a bad turnout because people want to march on tax day and make that point. So I'm encouraging everyone to march instead of coming to my show. Let's see what happens. Plus, this week I'm doing stand-up at the Improv in San Jose, California. That's Wednesday night. We will play Last Man Stanton with audience members if they bring name tags. And then I got Doug Loves Movies, Benson Movie Interruptions, and some stand-up are all coming to Nashville, Austin, Rosemont, Illinois, Denver, Boston, and more. Go to DougLovesMovies.com.
That's DougLovesMovies.com.
From the Corrections Department, The Lost Boys was filmed in Santa Cruz. People care about these things. So I gotta wake somebody up in the corrections department. They're a cranky people, the corrections department. They're like, are you sure we need to correct this? And, you know, in that case, I think it was really important. The prize bag is from my recent stint as the Tournament of Champions winner. Thank you. I got a lovely bag, and then of course inside that bag is a box of D-Luscious cookies that I always re-gift. Yeah, they're nice. Also, some good stuff in here. Well, not this, is it? one of my CDs, but a sippy cup from one of the Broadway shows I saw over the last week. Can't tell you which one this was from. They're generic. They don't put the names of the shows on them. I think they should. Oh, but speaking of shows, specifically, I saw Natasha and Pierre in The Great Comet of 1812, and they give everyone, not everyone, select audience members, an egg that does this. So, like, there's this one song where suddenly they want the audience to do the percussion. And I'm like, fuck you. This is breaking many labor laws. There's a musicians union in this town. So that was fun. And then, a pipe from Peacemaker. Oh, a cute blue one. Avatar blue. This is fun. One of those ceramic cigarettes that, like, you know, you smoke it and the cops think you're just having a regular cigarette. until you drop it and it makes a clink. Makes a clink noise. And okay, that's all the stuff I brought, plus everything brought to you by my guests, three good ones, three repeat guests today. Please give a big warm welcome to Ricky Lindholm, Moshe Kasher, and Natasha Leggero!
It's a long clapping audience. That was cool.
Yeah, they're long clappers.
Wait, people bring signs to your...
How long has it been since you've done the show, Natasha?
I swear, backstage, Natasha was like, wait, do I have to talk about movies in this? Like,
yeah. That one time you came to one of my weed shows and you're like, I thought this was going to be about movies. My career is so confusing, but she's back. It's Natasha Leggero, everybody.
Thank you. Last time I did this show, I got hate mail, so I've been scared.
You did not, no one sent you anything through the mail. You got some comments
true.
On the internet, which I hope you've learned to ignore.
They were like, how could you not know that that was the name of the movie? You are so uneducated. Like,
yeah,
education has anything
yeah,
to do with
rough.
It.
Yeah, that's rough. That's a bit of a
No, I don't remember.
Stretch.
I just remember people being very mean to me.
Yeah, well, they're not going to be mean to you after this show because I made sure to book other people that know less than you.
I take that personally,
one
Doug.
One specific person.
Fuck you. At least I know the theme of the podcast.
Moshe Kasher's here, everybody.
Hey. Thrilled to be back.
Moshe doesn't like movies before 1980.
Oh, is that the cutoff?
That is pretty true. Well, I like movies from the 70s. Before the 70s, I'm out. I'm not interested anymore, for sure.
So just the 70s, that's it?
No, I like the 70s, the 80s, the 90s.
But mostly, like, you like things from now.
Mostly I like really short movies that are online in like hubs, like a...
What?
Yeah, they're cool. I watch them from about 11:05 to 11:15 every night that Natasha's out of town. I'm talking about pornography, you guys.
Oh!
Yeah.
I like
to masturbate to pornography.
Porn hubs. I was like, what is this hubs he's speaking of? I want to check out these movie hubs. I want to watch the 10 minutes of a movie before I go to bed at 11:15.
Did you hear, though, that the model of porn hubs is they're having difficulty stopping people from uploading real movies to these porn hubs now because of the way that the model works? People are uploading full films. Star Wars, you go get your jerk on, and then right after that, get your epic masterpiece on.
Yeah, I'm usually ready to go to sleep after that, but that's cool.
Not me. That's when I'm ready for a 3-hour sci-fi epic.
Moshe has a new program premiering soon on Comedy Central.
That's right. April 18th. Problematic. Starring me.
So what happens on the show? You just go around being irritating to people, or... It's called Problematic.
It's a pretty dire assessment of my personality. I think I'm kind of delightful.
Was the original title Moshe on the Street?
Yeah, it's like Billy on the Street, only a little gayer.
But you're not gay! That's the weird part, that you seem gayer than him? How is that possible?
No, I've gotten into men's workwear, so I'm feeling a lot more masculine these days. But no, the show is thematic. We take every episode is a big idea. So we've done cultural appropriation. This week we're doing how the internet is changing your brains. We're doing the dark web. We're doing the robots are coming. That's a show about robots ejaculating. And every week we have like an expert on, and I interview the expert, and then we do some comedy stuff around it, and then we get into the audience like Phil Donahue style. It's a whole new kind of TV. I'm very excited about it.
I'm excited about it, too. April 18th?
April 18th, Tuesday. Yeah, 10 o'clock. Yeah.
Nice.
Comedy Central. On Comedy Central. I should say that.
Six seasons in a movie. That's what you got to start getting everybody to chant.
From your lips to the God that does not exist ears.
Yes.
No, I believe in God. I'm
to
just kidding.
To the eternally changing executive ranks at Comedy Central.
Those are the gods that I believe in. As a Jew, I pray to studio executives as my God.
But speaking of Comedy Central, Natasha and our other guests are the co-creators and co-stars of Another Period. It's Ricky Lindholm.
Hi. Thanks. Hi, Doug.
So exciting to have you guys here together. Mm-hmm. And smart.
Thank you.
And the smart money today is on Ricky to win.
This is so fucked up, Doug. Just for that, I'm going to win.
Okay. Well, you never know what's going to happen, but like I said, Ricky's going to win.
I don't feel like I'm that good at this stuff, though.
It's
like,
not that you're good, it's that we're bad.
I feel like I'm like right in the middle.
But Ricky, Ricky, you take in a lot of stuff. Like, you watch a lot.
Yes.
Right?
I'm constantly taking in media, like 24/7. That's true.
Yeah, so she's going to win.
I just don't want to hear my own thoughts. And so I'm like, podcast, TV, anything until I go dead asleep. And then as soon as I wake up, I'm like, TV, podcast, repeat.
It's a great way to live.
It's a great way to almost live.
Yeah.
I dare say I'm very close to that. If I'm not podcasting myself, I'm listening to someone else is entertaining me.
Yep.
I'm always looking for something.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I could zone out for 2 weeks and do nothing. Like, no, take in nothing.
Not even look at your phone?
Not if I have anything to say about it. You know what I'm saying? You're going to take in a thing or two. You know what I'm saying? I have sex with my wife.
Oh, yeah. Did we mention that yet?
Oh, yeah. We're married. If you don't know that, that sounds real fucked up. Like, that Moshe guy is a sexist piece of shit.
What a predator. He's just another guest on a show, and he's saying, take my shit in.
But now that you know she's my wife, I'm a sexist piece of shit. Like, it's all good now that we're married. Then I get to tell her what to do.
Yeah.
Agree with me.
Yeah. When are we going to see more Another Period? When does it come back?
I think end of July, early August. We don't have a date yet.
But you just finished shooting all of them.
Yeah, we're all done shooting. We've edited. We've seen cuts of five episodes.
Oh, yeah, I got to go and be old-timey.
You and Steve Agee and Andy Kindler.
Yeah, and they shaved me completely clean-shaven, and from that...
Pubes, too? We're really committed to period accuracy. Men didn't have pubic hair back then.
They probably had an abundance of it back then. It'd probably be the opposite. I should not have let them do that.
Look.
Plus, my character had pants on for the entire 2-minute scene.
Hey, look, I don't know that much about movies. Seems like you don't know much about the 1900s. Nobody had pubic hair back then. That did not make people laugh in the way that I wanted it to.
But this is how shitty my... How long ago was that? Maybe a couple weeks?
A month ago?
A month?
3 weeks?
Yeah. This is how bad my beard growing is that I haven't shaved since doing that show, and this is what I've got. This is where I'm at.
It's a good in-between, though. I like it at this length.
It's crazy.
I think it's all right.
For those of you that are listening at home, he's got one little curly hair. That's it. It's cool.
Curly white hair. Super white hair coming out of my chin. All right. One more thing about your credits and whatnot. Ricky?
Yes.
Poison Ivy in the Lego Batman movie.
Hell yeah. Thank you. That was fun.
How exciting is that?
That was so cool.
Can you say a line from the movie, like how you say it?
I don't remember any of my lines from the movie.
It's like, we went to the premiere, and when you're watching the premiere, everything's just flying by. And yeah. I've seen it 70 times since then.
Really?
No, just a couple times. But one of the reasons I've seen it again is to be like, what did I say in that movie? Like, what are my lines? And now I've kind of got a handle on it, but there's a lot going on a lot of the time.
Oh, you're
film.
In it too.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Oh, yeah, that was a long way to go for Doug to be like, I'm in that film. Sometimes you got to see a movie seven times and be like, what are my lines in this movie?
Well, no, because you go in and when you record, you just say a bunch of shit.
Mm-hmm.
And then the movie comes out
and you
look at it.
And it's so fast. I feel like my character was on screen a lot, but I had maybe five lines or something.
Well, there's a lot of group shots of all the villains and stuff.
I am getting an action figure, though, I've been told, which is cool. Yeah, I know. Ooh.
Is it a hit, Lego Batman? I'm sorry, I don't read the trades every day.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's really good, actually. I love the movie, just because I'm in it.
It's very popular. Yeah, I mean, I'm a big fan of the first Lego movie, and so then when they asked me to be in the second one, I was very excited.
But you do see that it's like a mashup.
What do you...
Lego Batman?
Yeah, we see that, Natasha.
I mean,
I don't know if you guys get this or not, but Lego Batman's actually two separate concepts put together. So,
but if you're not aware of
they
it,
they click
and you,
together and like, oh,
if you're not aware of it and you hear about it, it seems kind of silly.
Well, definitely, you're not the target audience for the Lego Batman movie.
I mean, I'm glad it exists.
They're
obviously,
good.
People
good.
Love it. Two of my friends are getting action figures because of it. You know.
Oh, I didn't say that I was.
I bet you will, right? You're Bane.
Yeah, you're right. All right, let's go down the line and find out. Guests on the show, Natasha, just to get you up to speed, they bring something for me to give away to an audience member who each of you will play for an audience member by choosing their name tags. And what do you have for us, Moshe?
Oh, I brought a limited edition poster that this artist in Washington, when you do Sasquatch, they make a limited edition poster for a local artist for each comedian. And this was from a bunch of years ago, but they're really cool. And I don't even know who the artist is anymore. And I just love this so much. So if you're a me fan, it's a picture of me and it's really cool. And if you aren't, it's a useless piece of trash for you to throw into. And then this is an antique license plate that I bought on eBay thinking that I would decorate Natasha and my home with it. And I found out very quickly that we do not have the same aesthetic taste. So I've, you know, you live and you learn. This is how relationships work. But I thought I would pass this on to someone else so that she'll stop yelling at me.
I mean, I never yelled about it. I just said that was not a good idea.
Yeah, you were just like, we're not putting something that comes out of the belly of a shark on our wall. But what's the significance of this one? Why did you buy it?
I mean, it's a long story, but it used to be, we've since moved, but it used to be our address, and I thought it would be like a cool address number, and she just didn't agree.
I was like, it says Mississippi and then an L. It's going to be so confusing to people.
That was not your issue with it, if I'm being honest.
October 1963.
Anyway, it's now yours, people. People suddenly get up. I don't think I want to play, actually.
I think it would be great to just put up on your wall and people say, why do you have a license plate on your wall? You could say, because Natasha Leggero didn't want it on her wall. I mean, that's kind of a neat...
It's cool. It's art and a license plate, so you do realize that it's like a mashup, right, Natasha?
Points. All right, Natasha, I saw it when you walked in, and I love it already. What do you got for us?
Well, I have a roll of toilet paper that I use. It's bright pink, so...
Bright pink toilet paper.
I don't know if you can see, but it's kind of like a dark pink.
It is now.
I bought these for parties, and I love putting them out up there on the... These are hard to find, so... and then here's also a pink legal pad.
Pink legal pad. Just brought a couple of pink things.
Well, you know, they're things, they're signature things. I like to write only on pink legal pads.
Okay.
You see?
This is from the On Brand collection.
Keep it pink.
All right.
Wait.
What is that?
Is that for my gift?
No, it's just instant audio.
Just from how quiet it got in general. so used to having people on the panel that won't shut the fuck up, and you guys are so polite.
Oh, I should go more? Cool, cool.
Ricky, what do you have for us?
I have a bunch of Garfunkel & Oates merch. I have a Garfunkel & Oates toothbrush. Those exist.
Oh, hell yeah.
And a Garfunkel & Oates kazoo. If you get this and you blow into it, it's not broken. You have to hum into a kazoo. No, most people don't know that. Most people blow into it and they think it's garbage, but it works. You just, you know. So, and then I also brought...
So now you have whatever Ricky has. Yeah.
You have my lip gloss.
Which is funny, the pipe that I put in the bag, people think it looks like a kazoo, so also don't get those confused.
Suck on one, hum on the other.
That's just a life lesson right there.
You can find out more about that on a certain hub.
That's called foreplay right there. What else you got, Ricky?
I also brought 3 signed Garfunkel & Oates CDs. Kate's done a bunch of Big Bang Theory, so if you're not a fan, you can eBay these or put them out somewhere. Someone will buy them. Her signature's worth a lot, so you could sell them. Yeah, so that's it.
Wait, you right. make sure her signature's worth more than yours because she's been on Big Bang Theory?
Yes, I do.
Okay.
She says an exact dollar amount. It's actually worth it.
All right. Wait, there's a toothbrush?
Yeah.
That's a cool kind of merch. I think that's good.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. You put your logo on useful shit.
Yeah.
People might
people
keep it
will
around.
Use it. I know we have lighters. We have
Should I start
kazoos.
Putting my name?
You're right about this kazoo. Does not work if you blow into it.
How can I? Should I put my signature on the toilet paper?
Oh, that's a good idea.
Yeah, the real Big Bang. It's like a doo-doo joke.
Well, no, I was thinking in general to sell on my website, but I could do it now, I guess.
Oh, okay.
Signed toilet paper. Actually, that's a good idea. Every
toilet paper on your website?
No, you can get it printed, though, you know, so every square has your autograph on it. That would be kind of cool.
Oh, my gosh. You have to sell Natasha Leggero toilet paper.
I have so... You know what I sell on my website? I sell tampons with a tassel on them. I should have brought one. I just remembered...
And, like, when you graduate, you move the tassel from one side... the other.
Wait, where does the tassel go?
It hangs down. I mean, it doesn't make sense.
Does it scratch you?
No. You put the tampon up, and then as you're just walking around, there would just be a tassel, kind of.
Does it, like, stimulate you?
It really is a stupid idea. It doesn't make any logical sense.
I mean, that
sense.
Could probably go on Moshe's hub.
It could catch on with strippers who don't want to take those days off.
Yeah. Somebody wants that.
I would call that a gag gift.
Yeah, me too.
Well, that's an amazing array of things you guys brought. Thank you for that. And somebody's going to win all of that in a little bit. But first, got to ask you guys some questions. Let's start with Ricky. Since yes. you guys have a show called Another Period, mm-hmm. and Moshe's been on it too, let's just go down the line and name Ricky. What's your favorite period film?
Oh, I thought you were going to say period.
June 1997.
This isn't Doug Loves History.
I was like, there was only one of those, and it was a huge relief.
Oh, I see. Yeah.
I can only remember loving one.
Well, I'm just going to say mine first, then, just to get out of the way. My favorite period film is Carrie. Go ahead.
Oh.
Sure. Mine is There Will Be Blood.
Oh, I'll drink all of that milkshake. Doug, it's early. Why are you doing this to us? It's only 5-ish, Finkel.
I can't think of any period movies.
Really? Merchant Ivory films? You have a favorite of those?
No, I don't know why I can't.
Do you have some that you watched as research at all, like for your show?
The Age of Innocence.
Yeah.
Yeah, I saw
Martin
that.
Martin Scorsese's.
Yeah, I did. I took that in visually, but
yeah, there was a lot of detail, like a lot of place settings and stuff in that movie, right?
A lot of pillow fluffing, a lot of tracking shots.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's a weird ass movie.
I might have been also tweeting and googling while I was watching it. But
I defy a sleepy person to sit through Age of Innocence. get through the whole thing if you're sleepy, because it's not going to happen.
No.
It's a real snoozer.
I don't know why I can't think of any other period films.
What isn't a period film? I sort of feel like...
Batman Lego.
That's true.
It's probably...
Harry's not a period not film.
Well, that was blood. There's blood that fell all over. It was a joke about periods. Yeah. We were going back and forth between Menzies and...
No, I know, but I thought that... Because it's hard, because now something from the 70s sometimes feels like a period film. That's all I was
thinking. That's what I was thinking, Dances with Wolves, and then I was like, oh, wait, that's a Western, not a period. How do you determine what's
a period
film?
No, but it was, even at its in its time, it was a period film, because it was about much earlier.
Right.
Dances with Wolves.
As soon as Hamilton becomes a period film, that will be my favorite one.
You love Hamilton?
Yeah.
So you're the one.
I know.
So you're the white person that likes Hamilton.
You're the one driving that international hit.
Totally.
Yeah, you love it. You do you have the whole thing memorized?
Not the whole thing.
But like, can you say some of it?
Right now?
Yeah.
Will the audience say it with me?
Wait, in the Poison Ivy voice, though.
In Poison Ivy? How does a bastard orphan son of... Okay, nobody knows this. I don't believe you. No one in this audience knows Hamilton.
Probably not.
Whoa, you guys are cool, man. Hell yeah.
Oh my God, that's so crazy. I thought I was going to have like a sing-along going. Well, that's boring. Do you know it, Doug? You love musicals.
Yes, I do.
Yeah.
And I enjoyed that one a great deal, and I listened to the soundtrack a lot.
Do you have it memorized?
Mm-mm. Oh. No, they talk real fast.
Yeah. That's what I love. Garfunkel and Oates lyrics are
I'm
so
like,
fast.
If it's playing, I could do that thing where I say every other word.
Right. Like, but I can't.
I know him, that can't be. I know the songs where they really sing.
That was pretty good.
Well, yeah, thanks. Natasha.
Natasha only watches period
films. Yeah, what's your favorite period film?
That's what I mean. Like, just a movie from the 30s isn't a period film.
No. I'm talking about a movie where you get everyone involved to dress up in costumes from another time while it's being made, it's modern. It's in modern times.
Annie, maybe?
Mine is Birth of a Nation, but not the sequel. I like the original.
I love that Annie's a period film
it
to
is.
You. Well, yeah, it was the 20s and 30s, right?
And,
I think.
Yeah, around there? And they did it in the 80s.
That's true. Okay.
Very well done.
Good job.
Annie is really good.
Yeah, it's so great.
Annie's a good-ass movie.
I like Mary Poppins, too.
I'm sensing a theme.
No, but I like the old Merchant Ivories, too. And, you know, I like...
Yeah, my favorite Merchant Ivories Remains of the Day.
That's really good.
Yeah,
I like
anything.
If you
sit through the whole thing, there isn't any.
Can I just say one reason why it's hard for me to watch a lot of those period films is because I feel like they're all starring Keira Knightley.
It's true.
She's like really hard to watch.
She's
like,
a bunch of them.
She's not inspiring to me. This is a podcast.
Oh, I like watching her.
I just get bored.
You would never show up at her house with a series of signs about how you love her, even though her black boyfriend is sitting in the living room.
No, she's a great actress. I just, you know, it doesn't speak to me.
I like that they're like, she's period perfect. It's like, she has a British accent, I think is what you mean.
Yeah, she nails that.
Yeah, like Gwyneth Paltrow was good in Emma. I thought that was a good one.
Okay.
You know, like the casting is important for
actually,
stuff like
mine would be Star Wars, technically, because it happens a long, long time ago.
No, but that's fantasy.
It happened. Anyway.
Yeah, I never got behind that long time ago thing when it's all their they've got technology that's
but it's a galaxy
surpasses ours.
Yeah, but it's a galaxy far, far away. So they started earlier.
Well, how'd they even get the cameras there?
It's like the weirdest question of all of the available questions.
I really just asked the period thing just so I could make my Carrie joke. I didn't know you guys would take the question so seriously and not have
and
any
not have
answers.
Any answers, I know.
You can't even win in a simple, just name any movie game.
25-minute digression later. Well, the accuracy of the sconces in that film. Get the crickets out.
This one, well, I brought the cricket noise because we have cricket issues here at Meltdown. Oh. And when the crickets went off recently, I made that cricket noise and then they stopped. Because they're all like trying to mate with each other. And then when I'm making the noise, they're like, hey, we're not going to fuck no person. So then they shut the hell up. So I'm hoping that's how it works. next time they go off.
What a profound irony to have crickets at a comedy club.
I know, we talk about it.
I imagine
it's sad.
So. I wonder if they started coming here because they were like, there's a great opportunity for us.
Yes. We could really get noticed in this town.
There's some terrible comedians down here. Follow me.
We've been just hanging out outside on a beautiful night. It seemed to fit perfectly.
Or there's some comedian that never got booked here who's like, I'll show these motherfuckers. I'll create a colony.
Oh, yeah. Some guy with a bag of crickets shows up. Totally sabotages everything. That's just a great idea for a wacky scene in a movie. Just guy fucking over another comedian by just releasing a bunch of crickets.
Did you see the video online of the funeral where they released these doves? It's all about like, oh, Jesus, the Lord, and we release these doves as a deep symbol of the rebirth of all spirits and souls and fly free. And the dove flies out and a big rig just runs right into it.
And it's on video?
Yeah, it's available now. On one of these hubs.
What do you type in to find it? When doves cry?
You should do an album called This Is What It Sounds Like When Doves Cry.
Oh.
Ooh, that's good.
But that'd have to be an album where I really bare my soul. Right. I don't think that's going to happen. Ricky, here's a tougher question, maybe. Maybe not. Last movie you saw?
The last movie I saw was called The Best Worst Thing That Ever Could Have Happened. Did you guys see that? Isn't it so good?
I saw it. Yeah. I loved it.
Yeah.
Tell them about it.
You're the person who I thought knew Hamilton. I don't know why. You have that musical kind of face. Yeah. It's about, it's a documentary about the making of Merrily We Roll Along in the 80s that was supposed to be this huge hit for Sondheim, and it only stayed on Broadway for 9 days. And it's like, oh, it's so good. Jason Alexander's in it. He was 21.
It was a failure at the time. Mm-hmm. Giancarlo Esposito is in it.
Right.
And, follow Broadway at all, there's a bunch of people that did other stuff on Broadway.
The guy who played Robbie the Creep in Dirty Dancing is in it. That's
there you
who made
go.
It.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Good pull.
Yeah.
But,
thank you. I mean, yeah, it is.
But the thing that's amazing about it is that that musical has gone on to be performed tons of times. Like, it's rare that a show is a complete bomb on Broadway and then just lives on and people perform it and love it. Yeah, people are super into it. But
I love that.
Robbie
songs.
Baby, is that the one?
Oh, that's Company.
Oh, okay.
But yeah.
But the thing that went wrong with the Merrily We Go Along is they thought it'd be fun to do a show where people who are all 16 to 20 years old started off in the play playing 50 and 60 year olds and then got younger as the play went along. Mm-hmm. And everyone was like, fuck this. Like, why are these children playing these older people?
It was so sad though. So many of them got their hopes up so much that it dashed them forever. They were like, I can't do show business.
I'm in the next Sondheim show. He probably hadn't had anything remotely close to a failure prior to that.
Mm-mm.
And was also just a super smart, nice man. Like, he befriended all of them.
Oh,
and
my gosh.
It's a really interesting documentary.
Sondheim? Yeah. Well, oh my gosh, when they're at the party.
He's in the movie, yes. Yeah. He wasn't in the show.
That recording of him at the party playing We Started Out Like a Song for the first time and all the cast members kind of crying like, oh, it's so good. You guys have to see it.
It also sounds fun to look at Jason Alexander as a 20-year-old because he seems like he's been 60 his whole life.
He's still
he was
vibe.
Running around even during then just screaming about shrinkage.
He was funny though because Jason Alexander was the only person who had like his head on his shoulders. Everyone else was like in tears and like, this is the best thing that ever happened in my life. And he was like, if this isn't good, then I'll get something else. And,
some little thing, maybe TV. I'll look into that.
Yeah.
It worked out pretty good for him.
Yeah.
So it's a fun documentary. If anything we've said about it sounds interesting to you, check it out. Otherwise, don't bother.
Okay, I won't.
Right? I mean, it's pretty specific.
Yeah.
It's a niche. Yeah. It's a niche market there.
Are you in a Sondheim? Well, what about the one that wasn't a hit? The Venn diagram is just a white dot.
Natasha, what was the last movie you saw?
Okay, it was really good. You guys have to go see it. It was called Get Out.
It's as obscure as that Sondheim doc. Yeah.
But I saw that late. Moshe went and saw it again with me.
I brought her the second time, yeah.
Oh, you saw it and then you're like, she would like this, so...
Well, I wanted to see it, obviously, so, But you said it was good on your second viewing.
It was good. It's a good rewatch.
Once
for sure.
You know where it's all going, it's interesting to see how they get there.
It was kind of cool because, that movie is so great, and also you're sitting there thinking, I can't believe this movie never got made before, and also Jordan is the only person that could have made this movie. So I think that's like a really cool sweet spot for film. I loved it. I thought it was so good.
Yeah, it's pretty awesome.
Me too.
Anybody not like that shit?
Because
you might like a documentary about Sondheim or some bullshit.
If you didn't like it, you can get out. This is a meeting for get out lovers.
And that's what Natasha and Moshe are, get out lovers.
Mm-hmm. We only fuck to that film now. It's real weird and specific, but hot.
And someday it'll be a period piece.
No, it won't. We've got great news. No, I'm just kidding.
What was the, so it was seeing it again with Natasha? Was that the last movie you saw?
Unfortunately, I have not seen as many movies as I would like lately. Get Out was the last movie I saw.
That was a week ago.
And it was also the last movie I saw before that.
Oh.
So it's the last two movies I've seen.
Yeah, we can't even go too deep.
Yeah, no.
With you, it's the same fucking answer both times.
Yeah, sorry.
You know who I like a lot in that movie is the white people.
I know. I was about to say Bradley Whitford, but then I was like, we should make a joke instead because who cares? But
he was really good.
He is so good all the time. Like ever since West Wing, I've been a huge fan of that guy.
The casting is 100% from top to bottom. I would say
it's really good.
Really good.
It would have been fun to have Keegan-Michael Key show up in a role.
Just a little wacky. A little wacky. Would have been nice to have Obama's anger translator. Like, I'm sure Obama would be angry about this.
Well, Get Out is a movie that, applaud if you still haven't seen it. Now those same people applaud if you are going to see it. See, that is the trouble with society today.
That's it. That's the
that
one problem.
Is that we cannot really talk about it because there's still people that want to see it and don't want it spoiled. It's been out a huge hit for a month now.
No doubt. We're also at war with Syria. That's another problem.
Yeah, you're right. As world problems go, we've got a real number one and number two on our hands. Let's all just go to the bathroom. What was the last, so now you're going to really have to think back, because you're busy making your TV show for Comedy Central. I get why you haven't been to the movies.
I actually do remember the movie I saw before that. It was really good.
Tell us about
also
it.
Also a documentary about, it's called Exporting Raymond, I think is what it's called. Is that right? It's about the guy, Phil Rosenthal. Phil Rosenthal, who was asked by Russia, our enemy or ally, to bring Everybody Loves Raymond to Russia and redevelop it in Russia, and it's this like nebbish little Jew dealing with the like horrifying realities of Russia, Russian TV making, but really just Russia. And it's such a interesting, weird, cool culture clash film. It's really good.
That's on Netflix?
I don't know if I saw it on Netflix. Might be
it
on.
It was for a period of time, but search it out if you can, because that dude's very engaging in general.
So interesting,
Very smart man, and I'm sure it's a fun watch.
And just before that, speaking of not fun watches, I saw Hypernormalization, which I saw. That's another documentary, which is really a mind buster.
So one person.
Yeah.
He stands up. In the back. It
like
might be the crickets.
One person.
It's Stephen Sondheim. I saw it as well.
That's what Sondheim sounds like.
Yeah.
I am Stephen Sondheim.
But Hypernormalization is a real mind bender.
What's it about?
What does that mean?
It's hard to explain what it's about, but it's basically
it's the people who did Century of the Self.
That's right. It's this guy, this filmmaker in England. Anybody remember? Anyway, whatever. He combs through the BBC archives and finds media footage from the past, and he just laces it together while essentially reading an essay that he's written about society and culture, and it's. It's really intense, and it's basically about the idea. This is not going to be funny, but it's basically about the idea that all of the governments are, the stability is slipping through their fingers like sand, and so they're trying to present to us this world image. I'm sorry you asked, motherfucker. Trying to present this world image to us, the masses, that everything is okay, and meanwhile they know nothing's okay, and we're all living in this lie. This lie, not even a simulation. So another thing, check out Problematic, April 18th. Yep.
Wait, what is that?
The people are with me. That's applause.
Oh, I thought that was applause. The crickets.
Yeah, we got applause, crickets, rim shot, but we got a whole drum kit right here.
Do you have like a wah, wah?
No.
No?
That would be good though.
Yeah.
I'm gonna invest in one of those.
Do you have like a boing?
No, I said we got applause, crickets, rim shot, and boo.
That's it?
Do you have like a I?
And it just says B-O-O, so I think you'd press it and it would go boo. Turns out, no, it's a long boo. All right. Okay, my boos.
Are we going to use that book and have to guess names and stuff?
Well, fortunately for you, Natasha, the Leonard Maltin game is a thing of the past. So the games won't be as complicated.
That was impressive when people were good at that.
Right?
I mean, I'm impressed by it.
Yeah, yeah. But today...
So it takes a certain type of brain.
Yeah, today it's a whole new ball game.
Okay, cool.
Yeah, the games should be... I hope they're easier than that one. But we'll find out.
Are they brand new?
We'll find out the hard way. I forget how long it's been since you've been on, Ricky, but...
Christmas. 12 Guests of Christmas.
Yeah, so you played Last Man Stanton. That might come up today.
I don't remember it, but
right?
Yes.
Yeah, I think we played it for the entire time at that Christmas show.
Oh, okay, yeah, now I remember it.
Okay. All right.
I just didn't know it was called Last Man Stanton. I don't know what that means.
Well, it's named after...
So hypernormalization is basically a documentary that'll open your mind and entertain you at the same time. I'm blind to the reality, the facts that be. Oh, this is not slam poetry, sorry.
All right, turn the show off, Bert Kreischer, because I'm going to say, let the games begin! Ladies and gentlemen, go ahead and pick your name tags. People have made some lovely name tags. So you have to go physically grab one and bring it back to your seat. And that's who you're going to play for today. And while you guys do that, we'll do this. We'll be right back.
Today's episode is brought to you in part by our friends over at Loot Crate. On a quest for epic gear, housewares, and collectibles, Loot Crate offers a wide range of pop culture items for less than $20 a month. Whether you're shopping for the geek in your life or the geek within, Loot Crate is the best surprise you can expect. Every month, there's a different theme featuring new exclusive items that you can't find anywhere else. This month's box salutes mystery solvers from Stranger Things, Batman, The X-Files, and Marvel's Jessica Jones. And one lucky subscriber will even win a mega crate with signed copies of Jessica Jones' Alias Volumes 1 through 4. Treat yourself every month or give the gift of geeking out to a friend or loved one. You have until 9 p.m. Pacific time on the 19th to subscribe and receive this month's crate. And when the cutoff happens, that's it. It's over. Make sure to head to lootcrate.com/Doug and enter the code D-O-U-G to save $3 off any new subscription today. That's lootcrate.com/Doug. Offer code Doug for $3 off your Loot Crate subscription today. What's your fucking deal? No, we're not trying to insult you. That's the name of the new stand-up comedy show on CISO. Big J Okerson's What's Your Fucking Deal features Big J plus other big-time comics insulting a room full of people in a unique stand-up comedy show. Get unlimited access to it as well as next day, late night, hilarious stand-up specials, and binge-worthy classics, including 42 seasons of Saturday Night Live and the entire Monty Python catalog, all on CISO. CISO is also home to all of your favorite British cult comedy, sets from your favorite comedians like Louis C.K., Amy Schumer, and Hannibal Buress, and original series like Harmon Quest and Bajillion Dollar Properties, all on demand and commercial free. Access CISO anytime, anywhere, on almost any device for Ready for the Punchline, just $3.99 per month, no joke. Sign up now to catch brand new stand-up specials from Nick DiPaolo, Joey Coco Diaz, and of course, the new season of Big J Okerson's What's Your Fucking Deal? You'll even get 1 month free when you go to SEESO.com and use the promo code DLM at checkout. That's CISO.com, spelled SEESO.com, promo code DLM. CISO.com, promo code DLM.
Delve into the shadows of the mind with Sleeping Dogs, a gripping murder mystery starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe. Now available on digital. Crowe portrays an ex-homicide detective unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to let sleeping dogs lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery.
This episode is brought to you by Philo. Do you love TV? Do you love saving money? Then Philo is your solution. Philo has shows, movies, and live TV for just $25 a month. You can even try it for free with their 7-day free trial. No contracts, no commitments, no hassles. Just a better way to watch TV. Never miss a minute of shows like the hit docuseries Where is Wendy Williams? Or classics such as Friends. If you can't get enough TV, then there's no better way to watch. Philo has more than 70 channels like BET, MTV, and AMC. And the best part? You can try it yourself with their 7-day free trial. Sign up today at philo.tv/poppods. That's philo.tv/poppods to get 50% off your first month.
All right, we're back. That was fast. You guys picked really fast, and everyone was nice and quiet while you did it. It was a very polite crowd. I love it. But let's start with Moshe, because we're trying to figure out where... It's a box of voodoo donuts, but where'd the dude write his name on here?
Inside. On the inside. And he said it's in the brown spot, which I never even heard of before.
Oh, that's...
It's a golden Sharpie. I've heard of that. I've heard of a golden Sharpie, but I've never heard of a brown spot. But you freaky deaky, and I like that about you.
It just says, hi, I'm Alex.
Okay, hey, okay. Alex. So I'm playing for
Great
Alex.
Great name tag, Alex.
He brought a dozen voodoo donuts. Hun, you want one?
Ooh, what's those your... look so good.
They're, yeah, there's... Yeah, if you want, sure.
Yeah. Okay, I'm going to pass out to the audience.
No, well, the idea is we chuck them at the audience.
Oh, okay. I didn't know. That this podcast really has changed.
Yeah. That's why he brought donuts, is he's hoping we'll hurl them at people.
Is that right?
Did you have a favorite one in here, Alex? What do you mean you didn't even see them? What kind of blind donut buyer are you?
You wrote on the inside of the box. You opened the lid and wrote on the inside. But you didn't look? You have laser focus that I don't even understand.
That's crazy to open a dozen donuts and not look at the donuts. Right.
You don't have peripheral vision.
Would you enjoy this one?
Oh, that's a game?
Isn't that fun?
Oh, yeah. Can I do that now? Oh, hell yeah. Who likes chocolate? Who likes chocolate? I mean, some of these are too sticky, but this is a classic, an old-fashioned. Oh, there you go. Oh, yeah. And a whole wheat blueberry. Who wants that? Every hand goes down.
No.
There you go.
The guy
sugar.
In the front's like, all right, I guess.
Oh, shit, sorry. This is, what a terrible game for people. In the M&M, little M&M's.
Oh!
Should I stop? I'll stop. Whenever you want me to stop, I'll stop.
Well, we just generally, we just let people throw one whenever they win a game.
I didn't know! As you know.
It's still fun just to do it willy-nilly.
Okay, I'll wait.
When people... What is going on with this one?
Ooh, that looks good.
Why is there a bite out of it? Oh, you did it.
Alex is like, I didn't look at it. I didn't say I didn't...
Who wants the donut that Natasha took a bite out of?
It's maple.
Oh, God, you regret that immediately, huh? That's all wet. I'm sorry, I didn't know about the rule of only throwing a donut upon winning.
If it was a rule, I would have told you about it earlier.
All right, yeah. All right. These are coming your way.
Yeah, but you can put them down on the ground, too, if you want.
Nah. All right.
You feel safer with the donuts in your lap? Natasha, who are you playing for?
I'm playing for the M. Heidi Ducks.
Oh, that's cute.
Honestly, I only picked it because I thought that was Charlie Day and I like him, but it's not.
Who is it?
It's Doug.
It's Doug.
Me.
Oh, Natasha's really in character today.
That does barely, not look like you.
I barely pay attention to
That's
the people I'm talking to.
That's a picture of me, Natasha.
I mean, I see that. Yeah, I get it now.
All right, well, there should be something written on the back, so don't read that part out loud.
Sometimes okay. I come to bed and Natasha's like, I'm sorry, who are you?
The guy I threw the donut at is just like, I'm out.
I think he
ate
might be
half
going to...
of Natasha's donut.
He might be going to wash his hands.
Yeah, it's those are sticky motherfuckers.
Classic donut.
And you picked Tom Ed Wood,
yeah,
Ricky.
Yeah, I did. And I apparently have picked it before because I signed it. I looked my picture's on it and my signature.
You were so always drawn to that name tag.
I'm instinctively drawn to that, and it was right in front of me. But I was like, when did I sign this? Yeah.
That Hamed is just like a super creep that knows exactly how to forge your signature. Oh my God.
Did she win for you when she played for you before? Okay, that's good. So second chances, that's always nice. Sliding doors. And I also love that it's got a picture of from Twin Peaks at the bottom there.
Yeah, isn't that funny?
But it's you.
Yeah, it's me.
You
just dressed up like Laura Palmer. Just
you took
I felt
a
like
shot like that.
Yeah, Natasha and I had a photo shoot, and I was like, hey, can we, if I put on a crown, can we take pictures of me looking like Laura Palmer? And she was like, absolutely.
And I was at that photo shoot. Yeah. I put on some khakis. I said, can I do Arnold Palmer? Thank you, folks. April 18th. Big topics like Arnold Palmer.
But are you excited about Twin Peaks returning to Showtime for 18 episodes?
Oh my God, I'm super excited. I wish I was in it.
I can't believe it's that many episodes.
Huge commitment, and David Lynch is directing every episode.
Really?
That's so cool.
Yeah.
How many episodes total was the first round? Like 20?
There's somebody in the audience said 30, and I'm going to say right now, stop answering questions. That's the kind
of
person you are.
I wonder if it'll be good. I can't wait to see it. It's such good TV, the first
round. I'm super into it. It's got most of the original cast and then tons of weird cameos, and I can't wait.
Have you ever seen him talking about watching TV or film on your iPhone?
Mm-mm.
It is one of the funniest videos on the internet. It's just David Lynch is this huge transcendental meditation head. It's like calm and pure, and he's just like, I'm supposed to watch a fucking movie on my fucking TV? Fuck you!
On my iPhone.
On my iPhone. Yeah, he's just so unhinged about it. It's so funny and awesome.
I mean, he's right, though.
He's not wrong, but it's just funny to see it.
But he did write a book about meditation, so it's weird coming from him.
And there's a documentary about him called David Lynch, The Art Life, that is 2 hours of watching him paint.
I bet people who like the Sondheim documentary will like that.
What?
It's the same cross-section of people who want to watch the Sondheim documentary about the show that was not popular.
No, I don't think so, because that Sondheim documentary has real interesting twists and turns.
That's true.
This David Lynch thing is watching him paint. There's no point where somebody runs in and goes, we're out of paint! Nothing happens! He just paints the whole time. It's brutal. But anyway.
I mean, it is called The Art Life.
Yeah. Like, so I'm the idiot for buying a ticket.
That's what the shit looks like. You just paint. It's not that interesting. Artists suck.
I thought he'd talk a little bit about his movies. No, he just loves painting. He's got like a 5-year-old that comes in and is like, Daddy. And he's like, I'm painting.
You want me to stop painting and pay attention to you? Fucking get real! David Lynch.
Go watch a movie on your phone! These are the worst David Lynch impressions.
Wait, but honestly,
because he sounds like, doesn't he have like kind of a?
What do you think he tells his kids to watch? Like, is it possible he's like watching Blue's Clues to his kid? Does David Lynch hand Teletubbies to his kid?
Hey, kids, pants off, dance off is on. That was a bad example.
Yeah.
I don't know if anybody even remembers that show.
I do, and it was not for kids.
Nuh-uh. That's what I was going for.
It was actually pretty funny. It was a game show where people would dance with their pants off. It was very strange. It had several seasons. It did.
It was hosted by Jodie Sweetin from Full House when everybody thought she'd never get it together. And now yeah. Fuller House is a big hit on Netflix.
They should bring that back. That's the perfect thing for us to be watching in this time period.
Right?
Pants off, dance off?
Yeah, mm-hmm. Like everything's just so stupid right now.
That's so true. Everything is, especially stupid ass Sondheim docs.
No, I just mean like it's a good thing for the landscape of our political culture, you know.
Pants off, dance off.
Yeah, like we should just be watching something.
There's got to be another. It's got to be like the girl from Family Matters who did porn. Like she can do it. She can be the host.
Yeah, we should call it. Did I do that? Yeah. Or I did do that.
Did I do that with my pants off?
Dance off.
Were they trying to get famous? Were they drunk? A lot of them seemed European. It was
oh,
weird.
The people
on the show?
Yes.
I don't know. Let's table this for Doug Loves TV.
Doug Loves Pants Off.
I'm very excited. You guys were saying, what games are we playing? What's going to happen? Today we're playing a new game.
Yeah.
That's a variation on an old game.
Oh. That's funny.
So stop being disappointed, but we have often had a game on the show called Doing Lines with Mark, where Mark Wahlberg comes out and says lines from movies, and today we're trying it for the first time. This is called Drum Lines with Tony. Please welcome Tony Thaxton, formerly of Motion City Soundtrack, which isn't a thing anymore. And... frequent guest on this show.
Yeah, it's been a bit, but yeah.
And a drummer. Is your microphone working over there?
Check, check.
Yeah, there you go. Yeah, it's Tony Thaxton, everybody.
Hello.
And
I'm sorry I'm not Mark Wahlberg.
And he's got a... every guest on the show should open with that. He is...
Well, you set it up like they were about to get Mark Wahlberg, and then they had to have been disappointed when it was me.
I said it was a new game and a variation. I tried to ease him into it. But here's the thing, Tony. You have a podcast of your own that I've guested on called Feliz Navi Pod.
Correct.
And it is Christmas all year round. Yep. On that podcast.
Uh-huh. Oh, that's some Narnia Christmas, but in reverse.
Yeah. You have to walk through a wardrobe to guest on the show.
Every day is Christmas, but it's never winter. You're like the opposite of the White Witch.
That's what I always say. Yeah.
Well, what would be the opposite of a wardrobe then to enter through?
Oh, what's the opposite of a wardrobe? I guess it's just a pile of clothes on the floor.
So get on that. And you're also one of the top of all the people I know. Everyone loves the Muppets, but you seem more into the Muppets than almost anybody I know.
Yeah,
where did that come from?
Childhood.
Okay, so maybe you're just like everybody else. But I found a thing in my home, and I've been meaning to give it to you, and I was like, well, when he comes on to do this drum thing, that's what I'm going to give it to him. It's a, from some fast food restaurant, it's a plastic watch. It doesn't work as a watch anymore, but it's still kind of cool that it even exists. It's got Muppets all over it. It's got Kermit and Miss Piggy and Fozzie and some brown piece of shit. And it's Rolf. I know all their names. But I wanted you to have this. I hope it's something that you would want to have.
Thank you.
You could get it fixed so it works, too.
All right.
It's not a watch with hands. It's digital. It's a piece of shit old digital thing that they.
Yeah. Anyway, enjoy it. Enjoy that piece of shit, you Muppet loving freak. Fuck you.
I think I got it from Burger King, and it was. I did not have it my way. I was like, I would like a real watch, please. All right. So here's what Tony's gonna do, because Tony's a fabulous drummer, and he's got his whole kit set up over there. Tony is going to play some drum piece that you should recognize from a motion picture.
Whoa. Oh,
right?
Geez.
And the three of you guess as often as you'd like.
Is the answer always drumline?
I hope so.
The game is called Doing Drum Lines with Tony, so no.
Okay.
And just guess as often as you like, and then if maybe you'll need to play it more than once, or you'll have a backup or something.
Yeah, we have. I have two from the same movie ready to
okay.
go. Because I'm gonna say I don't think anybody's gonna get the first one.
All right.
Oh, I like that. Okay. I like it. And remember, audience, that you know, no matter how much it pains you to keep it inside, if you know the answer, don't yell it out. It's just between Moshe, Natasha, and Ricky. And the Great Comet of 1812. Tony, let's hear it.
The Muppet Movie.
Whiplash.
Yeah, Whiplash is a good guess. That was it? Holy shit. Raise your hand if you think you know it. Nobody
Not
knows
one
what that
person.
Was.
I don't expect anybody to know.
All right, do one more time.
I was just going to guess Whiplash.
Do that one more time.
Is it Animal House?
Full title.
Saturday Night Fever.
That's correct. Natasha's guess is National Lampoon's Saturday Night Fever.
No.
All right, so now he's going to play a second thing from the same movie.
Okay.
All right.
Okay, so this one you might is might be possible to
yeah,
get.
Yeah, everybody, have your mics ready because you should know this
You
one.
Should know this.
Footloose!
Woo!
Correct. That's your Footloose?
The first one was the intro to Let's Hear It for the Boy.
Oh, very nice.
That's good.
Footloose.
Yeah.
Congratulations, Ricky. Thank you, Tony. Yeah. I hope that was worth it for you. Had to set up all those drums. I thought he'd come in like with one drum and just bang on it, but he really...
That was cool, though.
He went super pro on
that
us.
That
yeah.
was impressive, Ricky. How many people here knew it when Ricky knew it?
Yeah,
just
one
your
person.
Soulmate.
I know. Well,
I mean, everybody
I
likes to cut loose, foot loose, kick off your Sunday shoes.
I mean, I loved the movie. I didn't memorize the drum licks from it.
Well, you know, I don't want to point this out this early in the game, but we did all think Ricky was going to win today.
I thought you were going to keep it even simpler, but you are very bad at this.
All right, so we're going to start with Ricky on this next game, then go to Natasha, and then Moshe, and you get to guess individually. You get one guess for each time. First person who gets it right is the gets a point. And the game is called Whose Tagline Is It Anyway? Yeah. Movie posters, trailers, you know, different various places. They have a tagline for a movie. Sometimes they have multiple taglines for the same movie. I picked one. And I will say it, and then you have to guess what movie it was written for. starting with Ricky. What movie has the tagline, "The battle for the street begins"?
Okay, now I'm narrowing it down.
This is just Ricky.
What's that dance movie with Channing Tatum? What is that one called?
I think I know what you're talking about, but that's not how this works.
Oh.
You have to figure it out on your own.
Oh, I can't verbalize it. I can't.
Well, you can verbalize it. Yeah, just try not to put a question mark at the end because somebody in the audience.
Oh, nobody answer me.
Somebody in the audience will yell.
Do it,
step up.
Yeah, that's what somebody would have yelled out if they had the chance.
Step up.
Okay.
Oh.
You don't want to add any words to that?
Taking it to the streets. Step up to the streets.
Step up to
the streets. I might not be that off from the title.
Step up three, the streets. All right, that's incorrect. Natasha?
Break in two.
Oh, Electric Boogaloo?
Yeah, why not?
Okay. No.
I was actually going to say Beat Street.
Moshe's going Beat Street. Interesting. Not a lot of taglines have one of the words from the title in the tagline, but it does happen sometimes.
I know. That's why I guess Beat Street.
Yeah. Incorrect.
Okay.
Do we keep guessing?
Nope.
Oh.
Nope. You all blew it. But especially Natasha, because that was the tagline for a film she's in. Called Neighbors. That's the tagline for Neighbors, in which Natasha is billed as prostitute.
Yes, I knew I made it when my cleaning lady was like, Natasha, I saw you in Neighbors.
But they couldn't call you like Amber or something? They just had to call you prostitute?
I am dressed as a prostitute on the, yeah.
So yeah, you might as well.
What the tagline to that was, what?
The battle for the street begins.
Interesting.
Yeah, huh. Not a great tagline.
No.
But a great prostitute.
All right, so we'll start with Ricky again on this All next right. round. Okay. Find the perfect match. Adopt a dog now. When I read that and saw that it was for a specific movie, I was like, there is no way. I don't even think the director of this movie, I don't even think the person in charge of marketing for this movie would recognize it, but let's give it a try. What movie do you think that's for, Ricky?
Marley and Me?
That's a terrific guess, because it's got a dog in it.
Yeah.
Walk away from that idea. Natasha?
To be honest, that was my guess too.
Yeah, it's a great guess.
So it's adopt a dog.
Yeah. It's very weird.
I mean,
might have been a typo or a computer glitch. I look these up on IMDb, even though IMDb.
Is it like a kids movie? You can't give us a hint?
No. I mean, I can give you a hint. I mean, one of the people on this stage is in this movie.
Yo, why'd you look at Ricky? I had an almost speaking part in Zoolander 2.
A movie I'm in says adopt a dog today, and it's not about a dog.
Find the perfect match, adopt a dog now. Yeah, I don't get this at all.
I'm just trying to think of movies that Ricky's been in. And
yeah, you can pass.
I pass.
Yeah, this is crazy. What do you got, Moshe?
Lego Batman.
No, it's the tagline for Zoolander 2.
Are you kidding? No. There was no dog adoption in Zoolander 2.
No, they're just saying, like, if you want to find the perfect match, adopt a dog. Isn't that a funny tagline?
That's not the tagline for Zoolander 2.
I'm telling you, it's on IMDb. Check it out.
That's a mistake of IMDb. There's no dog adoption in that film.
Well, there's no dog adoption in Marley and Me either, and that seemed like a good
but
guess.
But there's a dog. There's no dog. There's no match. There's no find a match. There's no adoption. Wait. There is adoption.
There you go.
Adopt a dog now.
Yeah. But there is you also in that film as Chimney Sweep.
Chimney Sweep.
Couldn't that's they give you a name like Amber or something?
Well, that's what Hollywood does to male, white, straight white male actors. It dehumanizes us. Oh, you guys, oh, okay, I see you're living in your privilege bubbles right now. But it's hard out there. It's hard out
for
on
a pimp.
It's hard out on these streets, which is why we got to take them back.
Your character on another period was originally called Man Number 2, but we changed it to Douglas out of respect for you.
Oh yeah.
And so you would do it.
I got
it's named after me. I got to play this part.
I got a job offer last year. I won't say for what project, but it was for the role of passerby.
And it was a friend.
And the role and the lines were none yet, but we can improvise something.
Like, oh, this is a movie where they were gonna just give all the extras credit at the end.
Passerby. So I passerby'd that offer.
All right, Ricky, you're up first again.
All right.
This one's long. Beyond his silence, there is a past. Beyond her dreams, there is a feeling. Beyond hope, there is a memory.
Beyond Rangoon.
Beyond, it's not your turn. Beyond their journey, there is a love. All of that is supposed to describe a specific movie.
I'm assuming one of us is in it.
You know what? You can do that if you want.
Million Dollar Baby?
That is correct.
What?
That was a good guess, though, because it's like, who here's been in a drama other than you? I mean, yeah, that's a good guess.
I don't think any of these characters they're referring to in this long-winded thing is you, but you did, of course, play Mardell Fitzgerald in
that
film.
Yes, I did, yeah.
Yeah, great job.
Thank you.
Yeah. Okay, so Ricky's got a point. We'll start with you, Natasha. Are you the exception, question mark? Or the rule?
I know
it's question mark. It's, you gotta wait, Ricky.
Sorry.
Are you the exception or the rule?
Yeah.
Hold on. I'm trying to think of the name of the other movie I was in. Let's Be Cops.
No. I like that as a tagline for Let's Be Cops. Are you the exception or the rule? Let's be cops. Let's rule as cops. Moshe?
A Midsummer Night's Dream.
Mm-mm.
All right, take it home, Ricky.
He's just not that into you.
That's correct.
I was in that too.
Yeah, you play the part of Amber in that.
I just don't understand why you thought Ricky would win so automatically. It just feels disrespectful.
I think she wants it the most.
Yeah, that's what it is.
I think that's what
it's
it is.
It's not that we don't know anything.
All right, so let's play one last game where it could be anyone could win this. This is called Last Man Stanton. And just like we did Ricky on the 12 Guests of Christmas, we're going to get the name of an actor or actress, and you guys have to take turns naming movies that person has been in. But Natasha and Moshe, here's an exciting wrinkle. Alex, and who are you playing for, Natasha?
I'm playing for...
No, the front side.
The M. Heidi.
Heidi.
Duck.
So Heidi. So Heidi is your lifeline, and Alex from the Voodoo Donut guy is your lifeline, Moshe, and Hamed is Ricky's lifeline. You can go to your lifeline once during this game, so if you can't think of a title, you can ask them to help you out.
Awesome.
And the person I chose, pre-chose from the audience to give us a name to play with is someone called Jenny _Mustard. Where are you at, Jenny?
I'm here.
Hey, Jenny.
Hi.
A couple of people tweeted me today saying they had a suggestion for this game, but yours stood out because you and your, is it your husband?
Boyfriend.
What's his name?
David.
You and David are visiting from Berlin?
Mm-hmm.
What?
Just in this show, though.
So that's where you live? You live in Berlin,
yeah.
But you're Americans?
Swedish.
Man, this is crazy. Yeah, crazy. How does this work?
I don't get why anyone's traveling around the world. That seems dangerous. So you guys are visiting LA for a little while and came to see the show.
Yeah.
Very nice.
What's the best of the three countries? Sweden, Berlin, or Germany, or America?
Sweden, Berlin, or Germany. Which one's your favorite?
What's your favorite country?
Good things about all of them.
Yeah.
Oh, they like all of them. Probably because you can just cruise from one to the other without any issues. So good for you. There's travel bans out there, you know. Nobody's shutting down Swedes at this point. All right, so Jenny can go ahead and suggest the name of someone to play. I like to play along on this one. That's why I don't know about it ahead of time. Have we discussed this at all, Jenny?
We have
not. No, we have not.
Do you want
a name? Yes.
Kate Winslet.
Kate Winslet. Okay.
All right, well, I can think of one that everybody should know. And then a couple others. So we'll start with Ricky, and then we'll keep the order the same. We'll go to Natasha, and then Moshe, and then me.
Well, Titanic.
Oh, Ricky.
Yeah. I took yours.
You took the best one, the biggest one. Mm-hmm. Natasha?
Heavenly Creatures.
Yes. Someone
great
in the audience
movie.
Is impressed that you knew that.
I mean, look, Hypernormalization is a good doc. And I love hanging out with Doug. He like makes me laugh so much. That's why I love doing this show. But I don't know. Sorry. I can't.
What, you're out already?
Okay, you want
Kate
me?
Kate Winslet?
I know who she is, kind of.
I bet if there was three actresses, you might not know who she is.
Like he couldn't pick her out of a lineup?
Yeah, I think so.
She was in Beautiful Creatures and Titanic.
And, Heavenly Creatures.
Oh, Heavenly Creatures, sorry.
Yeah,
but
no, I know who she is.
Here's the thing, Moshe.
Yeah. Oh, shit. Hey, Alex, dude. My man. Steve Jobs. I'm going to go with Steve Jobs.
Yeah, that's correct.
Hell yeah. I told him when I took the donuts, I was like, look, I'm not going to win, so I'm just taking these donuts from you.
She is kind of a tough one. I mean, like, even though she's been in a ton of things, it's a lot of... kind of esoteric shit, a lot of hoity-toity.
Right, she's like a journeyman great actor person. I do know who she is.
And so I have to go with what I think is perhaps her greatest role in the classic film Collateral Beauty.
Oh, wait, which concept is she in that movie?
She's the concept of should have said no.
Oh.
She plays regret in the film.
Yeah, and that movie looks like the biggest pile of garbage of all time.
It's not good.
I guess you guys are on board with it, though.
They're just indifferent. I mean, just that title, Collateral Beauty, is just like, hey, forget about us right away. don't spend any time on us. We're in a movie called Collateral Beauty. Ricky?
Sense and Sensibility.
Yes.
Thank you. Thank you so much. Oh, my God. You guys, thank you.
Natasha, you still got another Kate Winslet up your sleeve?
Heidi?
We're going to Heidi.
Revolutionary Road.
Revolutionary Road.
I'm going to go with Revolutionary Road.
Good pull. Revolutionary Road. All right, we're back.
She's not in a lot of movies, though. It's kind of weird.
Yeah,
so
she
famous.
Is. It's weird how she's a movie star who's in probably 30 or 40 films, but hasn't done many.
But I mean, it's hard to think of them.
It is. It is tough. Like, she's got a lot where you're like, oh, what was that one where she did this or that? Like, you have flashes of it, but you can't quite pin it down.
Elizabeth?
Moshe?
Elizabeth?
Is saying Elizabeth, the movie about the queen?
Yeah.
That was like, wasn't that like Tilda Swinton or some shit?
No.
No, it was Kate Blanchett.
Kate Blanchett.
Yeah.
Feels the same.
All right. Well, Moshe, as a consolation prize, let's do it the opposite way this time. As a consolation prize, would you like to chuck a donut into the crowd?
Yeah, sure. That would make my day. That sounds nice. That's what I wanted to do.
There's some crazy ones.
Who wants some?
Very messy. Oh,
I picked a nice one. I picked a good one.
You just lobbed it.
Oh, I was supposed to go further?
You better chuck it right into, like, throw it hard at him.
Oh, there we go. That one feels better. I'm sorry. Oh! Sorry.
Ed warned them they were about to do it.
Sorry. I'm sorry. I did not mean for it to be that head level. I didn't. Yeah. Did you batted it down? Yeah, okay. Here, let me give you one. Just let me... Is that allowed? Can I just hand it back?
That's lovely.
There you go. I felt bad.
Doug, I thought of one.
Oh, good. So did I.
Can I go next?
No. It's my turn and I already forgot it. But I'm going to get it back. She was in the bedroom. No?
She was?
No.
The Sissy Spacek movie?
Spacek's in it. No. Marissa Tomei. Yeah, you're right. Fuck. I'll tell you later what movie I was thinking of.
Hey, man, as a consolation prize, you want to chuck a donut?
I sure do.
It ain't easy. Oh, that's a sticky one.
What's this pink beauty? Oh, so much fun. Ricky?
The Reader.
The Reader! That's what I was thinking of.
Yeah.
The Reader does all of her reading in the bedroom.
Yeah, and in the tub. She's got a lot of naked reading in the tub.
Yeah, that is weird.
Mm-hmm.
All right, Natasha?
Eternal Sunshine of the Spotless Mind.
Nice! That's a good one.
That was a good movie, yes.
Yeah.
Iris?
Good movie, good answer. Iris, yes.
Thank you.
She was
no,
an
I'm
eye
not
doctor.
The game.
Yeah, that's it's Moshe and I are out, Natasha. It's just the two of you battling for supremacy.
I think I blew my wad on that Eternal Sunshine.
That was a good one.
That took a while for me to remember what that was called.
That was really
called.
Good.
Jim Carrey doesn't do stuff like that anymore, huh?
Well, he tried for a while.
Yeah, and then somebody stopped him.
That was the best of his... That was the best of the Jim Carrey dramas.
See, that's why I do the show. It's not about movies, it's about you people.
He made a lot of dramas for a while, and then he turned into a Grinch who hung out with penguins.
You would like him a lot because you like weed, and he's smoking. All right, I went to the well one too many times. Sorry, guys.
Would you like to throw a donut? Oh, shit!
To the back.
Oh! To that back post back there.
Sorry.
Wasn't she in the one it's about... Oh, no, that was in the bedroom, too, maybe. Fucking obsessed with that.
Did she ever play, like, Batgirl or something?
She was in that... Wasn't she in...
Was she in
Shit, I thought of one. God damn it.
Divergent?
Well, as soon as you brought up, like, wasn't she ever in anything that was trying to be commercial, trying to be just a silly movie? I thought of one, but go ahead, Ricky.
Oh, Divergent.
Yeah, she's in some of those, but I don't know which one.
Oh.
She's in the Divergent.
There's Divergent, Allegiant, Miscreant, Flagellant. There's a bunch of them.
Flagellant.
Yeah.
Flagellant, also known as the fart life.
But I thought of too late that movie she did with Jude Law and Jack Black, The Holiday.
Oh, right.
And Cameron Diaz. Yeah. But congratulations, Ricky. You're our winner.
Thank you.
But it was a close game.
You know, it was as tight as I could make it be. Like, this lifeline thing was created for some of my guests. And
and it was still 4-0.
You guys. But Natasha came up with a title after using her lifeline, which is rarely happens. And it was very good. Very good job, Natasha.
Thank you.
It's at Natasha Leggero on Twitter if you want to give her a hard time. You want to harass her about her appearance on the show. But audience, it's up to you now. And there's a lot of them. What did we miss? She's in movie 43?
Whoa.
Little Children is what I was trying to think of and calling it in the bedroom.
Ew, Doug, what the fuck's wrong with you?
I like Little Children in the... Wait a second.
You can't distract from that by throwing a donut.
I can if it's got children's cereal on it. Oh, are you going to eat the crumbs out of the bottom of that, Natasha?
I was going to.
Okay.
I was going to, but do you want me to save them for you?
No, it's cool. I don't want any of it. That's why I throw them at the audience. There's people want it. I'm going to try, but I don't think it's going to happen. So everybody right in through here, get ready, block yourselves.
Yeah. Good one, really good.
Got it to that guy, but sorry. You're just going to have to go to a donut shop. Purchase one like a person.
Wait, wasn't she in a musical? Kate Winslet? Was she in a Sondheim thing?
Oh, wait.
Was she like
the Nine or something? Was she in Nine?
She wasn't in Nine.
Oh.
Saying in something.
That was Kate Hudson.
Oh.
Those people from Berlin perked up when you said Nine, though. They were like...
Wait, Wait, what else did we miss, though? You guys, it stopped.
Dude. Finding Neverland.
What?
Yeah.
Finding Neverland.
Oh, yeah. Dude, Holy Smoke.
Contagion, Holy Smoke. With Harvey Keitel, that was, she was naked a lot in that one.
What was the Marquis de Sade one? Was it called Marquis de Sade?
Oh, Quills.
Quills,
fucking Quills. Mm-hmm. Holy shit. Yeah, she's a tough one.
Oh, she was also in Soul Plane, wasn't she?
Yes. Yes,
she's in all the whitest films ever made. Quills and Sondheim and the retrospective on the poetic rhetorical analyses of Oscar Wilde. And yeah, and another film just called Caucasia. There's no more donuts.
Was she in The Hours?
Did you write a shithead on here somewhere? Can you?
There's a lot of crumbs in there.
Tasha wants those crumbs.
No, I just don't want you to spill them all over, that's all.
Oh, no, I was good about that. But also, they, you know, they're sort of okay with me spilling stuff here.
Oh, I know, you just don't want to get bugs.
What did you... Oh, crickets.
Moshe, tell us once again when your show premieres and where they can see it and
whatnot. Tuesday, April 18th, 10 p.m., a show about big ideas right after Tosh. Comedy Central.
Called Problematic.
Problematic with Moshe Kasher. Come on. I love you. Please
Did
watch.
You guys all see Moshe on the cover of the LA Weekly this week?
Yeah, I was on the cover of the LA Weekly this week.
It's pretty cool.
Yeah, it's pretty neat. Pretty neat.
All right, well, I can see looking ahead that we have some underwhelming shitheads for the end of the show. So try to keep your enthusiasm going. And congratulations to Hamed for winning the prize bag.
You're welcome.
Hey, Hamed, how do you like vintage license plates?
I don't love it.
Yeah. Yeah, good. Please put it on the wall.
All right, I like your shithead, so I'm gonna read it last.
Thank you.
Yeah, so we have a good one to go out on. I don't know what these other people are talking about. So I'm going to read yours, Hamed. Natasha, more another period coming up. What else do you have to plug?
I'm doing...
So,
I got
so
tampons
stupid.
With
tassels. Tampons with tassels coming soon. Natasha tampon tassels.
I'm doing Moshe and I might go on tour this summer.
Oh, that's fun. Or do you mean
not
you're just going to go on vacation?
We don't have a tour planned.
No, but
we will
should.
Be at Bonnaroo. We'll be at Bonnaroo.
But we are going to do like honeymoon tour south.
We might do that, but we are definitely doing Bonnaroo together.
That's cool.
Also, I'm doing there's a season 2 of the show Dice. I play his girlfriend.
Oh, neat.
On Showtime. Andrew Dice Clay. I don't know if anyone remembers.
I heard him. You're great on that show.
Thank you.
It's true. She is. Yeah. She's good. Love her. I just love her so much.
And another period this summer, season 3.
Yeah.
It's very funny.
What does that leave for Ricky?
Just another period. Oh, and also the Garfunkel and Oates special, Trying to Be Special, is on Netflix, so you don't have to purchase it on Vimeo anymore.
Yeah.
So check it out.
What are you doing Tuesday night, Ricky?
I don't know. What are you doing?
Well, because, you know, it's something I like to do when it works out. If you can, would you like to come back and compete against some new people on Tuesday night? See if you can retain the championship. Let's leave people in suspense.
Okay.
Maybe you'll be back.
We'll see.
Ooh.
Maybe you'll be back on Tuesday.
I'm available Tuesday.
I'm also available Tuesday.
Oh, shit. I just found out our show got canceled on Tuesday night.
Your podcast got canceled.
Yeah, it got pod canceled. It's a new thing that's happening to podcasts. It's a new world. But one more time for all of my guests, Ricky Lindholm, Natasha Leggero, and Moshe Kasher.
That toilet paper back, or did someone win it?
Yeah, Hamed won it.
Oh.
And you signed it for him. You want to take back your own signed?
No, I just wasn't sure how it worked, and it's, you know, it was my last roll, so. Of the pink stuff. But it's okay, I'll order more. I'm glad you got it.
Yeah, congratulations.
It's the first ever. Can I take back the gift I brought? Really having second thoughts about letting you have that. As always, Katie and Chris Miller are a shithead. Right? Alejandra Lara is a shithead. Is that a person we should know? No, just your own little inside. Okay. And the repealers of internet privacy rules are a shithead.
On a quest for epic gear and collectibles, Root Crate offers a range of pop culture items every month for less than $20. This month's theme salutes mystery solvers from Stranger Things, Batman, The X-Files, and Marvel's Jessica Jones. And one lucky subscriber will win a mega crate with signed copies of Jessica Jones Alias Volumes 1 through 4. Just be sure to subscribe by 9 p.m. Pacific Time on the 19th to receive this month's crate. And save $3 on your subscription when you go to lootcrate.com/Doug and enter the code Doug.